This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. Welcome, everyone, to tonight's shir, Parshas Acher Mos Kedoshim. And the shiurim of Tavshin Pevav are dedicated by the Israeli family, Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Bas Yosef, Began Eden Temenu Chasa. She should be Mlitzah Yishara for her whole family, for Simchas Anachas, Ad Biaskol Tzedek. Sefer Vayikra Shiurim are again generously sponsored by Dr. Zakaim, Umishpachta, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Shloima Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakaim, Rivka Bas Tuvia Halevi, and Rav David ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi HaKohen. We have a new dedication for all the Wednesday night shiurim for the upcoming year. Beginning with tonight, dedicated by Mrs. Yehudit Herman, Le'iloi Nishmas, her husband, Rav Shabsi Benish Ben Moshe, who passed away on Chaf Zayin Nisan. He just passed away, one of the founders of the Diaspora Yeshiva and a Marbitz Torah in Eretz Yisrael for many decades. Yehi Zichrei Baruch. Tonight's shiur is dedicated by my dear friend Rabbi Tachman, Le'iloi Nishmas, his grandfather, whose yahrzeit is Vav Iyar. That's tonight. Yeah, that's tonight. Mordechai Yaakov, Ben Rabbi Yehuda Leib, Gan Eden Tehmenu Chasai, should be a Me'ilas Yosher for his whole family. We have an amazing topic, but you're going to have to bear with me first. First of all, upcoming Pesach Sheni. Many attribute Pesach Sheni to the yahrzeit of Rabbi Meir. So you say, what am I going to read about Rabbi Meir? It's Rabbi Meir's yahrzeit. Do you have any reading material about Rabbi Meir? You wouldn't believe it. You can't believe this. I just happen to have some reading material on Rabbi Meir. First of all, Lashon HaKodesh, Alekad Meir Anini. Then you get it in English. But there are things in one that are not in the other. Rabbi Meir Balanes and the Eternal Children of Hashem. It's now available in Yiddish. Rabbi Meir Balanes und die eibige Kinder von Hashem Yisbarach. Der chiddush funem getlichen Tana Rabbi Meir. And this way, by the way, yeah, Shraga, if you get the English, then you could learn Yiddish. You could open up, learn Yiddish. Also, it's available in Spanish. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow, it's going to be published in pocket size. So you could take advantage of that. Also, for the upcoming Lag BaOmer. By the way, you know when Lag BaOmer is this year? This year, it's on the 33rd day of the Omer. You heard about that? The Sefer Lag BaOmer. The mystical power of Lag BaOmer, Rav Shem Raichai, and the Zayar HaKadosh. There are some very exciting books in the work. Ben LaAshri, this one, the one that I've been telling you about with the leather cover. It's being published by ArtScroll. You could participate in this publication, as well as the topic of tonight's shiur, which is the subject of Avas Yisrael, of the Chafetz Chaim. Sefer Ahavas Yisrael, first published in 1928. Going to be published now for the first time in English, annotated with stirring essays. And tonight's shiur is going to be a very important chapter in the upcoming Sefer. Parshas Kedoshim, Loisikoim, do not take revenge, Veloisitar, don't bear a grudge, es b'nei amecha, to another Jew. V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, love your friend like yourself. Ani Hashem. So you're thinking, yeah, I love my friend like myself. It's a good thing this guy, I don't like him because he's not my friend, so I don't have to. Every Jew is your rea. There's reas. V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. In years past, we spoke about the following topic. We have a tradition from the Arizal that before davening begins, you should accept upon yourself the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamecha. The Ari even formulated a liturgy to say, Harini Mekabel Al Atzmi Mitzvah Saseh Shal Yahavta L'Reacha Kamecha. So you say, when am I supposed to think about it? You know the answer already. You don't even take your phone out of the car. You already leave it in the car. Even better yet, you leave it in your house. Why bring it in the car in the first place? You know you can't bring it into a shul. That you know already. So what are you going to do? You're going to leave it in the... Why would you leave it in your car? You're endangering your phone. So you leave it at home. So now you've freed up so much time. On the way to shul, one of the many things to think about. By the way, walking to shul is a treasure mine of things to think about. One of them is, you say, Hareini Mekabel Al Atzmi Mitzvah Saseh Shavi Ahavta L'Reacha Kamecha. It's already codified. By the way, the Arizal talks about this in number 9, in Shara Kavanos. The Arizal says, Koidam Shaha'adam Yisader Tfilas Vesek Neses. Before you arrange your tefillah and shul, Tzarech She'ekabel Alav Mitzvah Svi Ahavta L'Reacha Kamecha. And you should have kavana to love every Jew like yourself. And the Arizal says, by thinking that, you incorporate your tefillah together with the tefillah of the tzibor. It's already codified in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, Siman Mem Vav, Sif Katan Aleph. He says, Koidem tefillas, shachris, yekabel alav, mitzvah saseh, shal v'yahavta recha kamach. We already spoke about this. We had an entire shir on this subject. What we're going to talk about tonight is 15 occasions in davening to be mekayim the mitzvah of yahavta l'recha kamoicha. 15? Now, well, how? I can't even think of any. If my friend would have his phone with him, then I could be mekayim the mitzvah of yahavta l'recha kamoicha by telling him, my dear friend, please do not bring your phone into the shul. You're disturbing the entire shul. It's like bringing a foreign item into the Beis HaMikdash. Would you bring an icon into the Holy of Holies? So kindly leave your phone out. But my friend already knows the rap. He's already heard the shiurim. So he's not bringing it in. So what other opportunities do I have to mekayim the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamecha? So we're going to begin. Some of these we've mentioned in the past and a bunch of new ones. Another Arizal. For those who recite L'Shem Yichud. Now, L'Shem Yichud does not really go with Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Ashkenaz and L'Shem Yichud is not part of Nusach Ashkenaz. L'Shem Yichud is part of the liturgy of the Arizal. Nusach Sfard is, we're not going to get into what exactly it is, but it's not technically part of Nusach Ashkenaz. But it was, the L'Shem Yichud was legislated by the Arizal. The Arizal says, before you do a mitzvah, or before you give tzedakah, you should say as follows. L'yachta shema de kutcha b'richu shchente. I want to unify kutcha b'richu and the Shechina. I want to do it b'dechilu urechimu, with fear and with love. L'chaber yudke im vavke, to connect the yudke with the vavke. And I'm doing the mitzvah b'shem kol Yisrael, in the name of all of Israel. In the name of all of Israel, I'm doing the mitzvah. And then the Arizal taught when you do a mitzvah. Well, I'm going to give you an example. You're going to count Sfira tonight. What was last night? 20? Okay, good. Yeah, you're going to count Sfira tonight. Before you count Sfira, the Arizal says you should say, "I'm counting Sfira b'shem kol Yisrael." I'm doing it for all of Klal Yisrael. And I'm going to explain that. It's very important. Actually, we have a tradition that this predates the Arizal. The Rashbam, the son of the daughter of Rashi, on his deathbed, he asked his family and his students to go out. And he then revealed to one of his closest Talmidim. And one of the secrets that Rashbam revealed to his Talmidim is that when you donate tzedakah, let's say you're going to give $1,000 to the shul, give $1,001, give one extra dollar, and have in mind the extra dollar is on behalf of the Jewish people. And say to yourself quietly, Pruta zu ani noisein b'shem kol Yisrael. And there's a sefer Shar HaChatzar who says the remez to this is, Nosoin titein lo, you should surely give him. V'lo yeira levavcha b'sitchai, it should not hurt you when you give it. Ki beglal hadavar hazeh, because of this matter. What does the pasuk mean? It should not hurt you when you give it. So says the Rashba, says the Sefer Shar HaChatzar, because when you give tzedakah, add on a tiny bit extra. So you say, why should I add on a tiny bit extra? It hurt enough that I gave the first $1,000. Why am I adding a dollar? No, the added dollar you should give b'shem kol Yisrael, and don't feel bad. Ki beglal hadavar hazeh yivarechecha Hashem leikecha, because of this matter, Hashem will bless you. So when you do a mitzvah, you should think, I'm doing the mitzvah b'shem kol Yisrael. So right now, you're in this shul, in this holy Beis HaKnesses, what are you doing? You're learning Torah. You know you're doing a mitzvah right now. Who are you learning for? For me, for my soul. You should think, I'm learning Torah for all of Klal Yisrael. Oh, I'm learning for all of Klal Yisrael. You know that most of Klal Yisrael don't know how to learn Torah. Most of Klal Yisrael don't learn Torah. Most of Klal Yisrael, 90% of the Jewish people, they never heard of Avraham Avinu. You know that? You know that 9 out of 10 Jews don't know the pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. 9 out of 10 Jews, you could sit across from them and say, have you ever heard the words Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? And they're going to say, is that an Indian incantation? They don't know Shema Yisrael. They don't even know that you said Hebrew words. 90% of the Jewish people. Most Jews never heard of Avraham Avinu. They never heard of Moshe Rabbeinu. They can't tell the difference between James Madison and Yeshaya Hanavi. But you had the fortune of a Jewish education. Maybe even went to yeshiva. You know how to do mitzvahs. Don't be selfish. Don't do the mitzvah only for yourself. Do it for your people. Do the mitzvah for your people. Which mitzvah should I do for my people? Every single mitzvah you do. No, if he doesn't want to do the mitzvah, then that's his problem. I'm doing the mitzvah. I want to get Olam Haba. No, you have responsibility. If Hashem gave you the good fortune to know how to learn Torah and know how to perform mitzvahs, you have a responsibility to do mitzvahs for the Jewish people. What should I think? Every mitzvah I do, I should think I'm doing it b'shem kol Yisrael. You know, sometimes people say, here, I'm living in America. What could I do for the soldiers in Gaza? What could I do for the soldiers in the Golan? What could I do for the soldiers in Lebanon? What could I do for the Jewish people in general? The answer is, there are a lot of things you could do. Every single mitzvah you do. Now, whether you say L'shem Yichud or you don't, I don't say it. I'm an Ashkenaz man. I'm keeping the same nusach of my ancestors for 1,000 years. I'm not changing. I didn't change. For 1,000 years, Ashkenazim. But before I do a mitzvah, I still try to think I'm doing it b'shem kol Yisrael. So we just created 7 opportunities in the morning to have in mind that you're trying to help the Jewish people. Now, here's the point. There's a siddur called Siddur Das Kedoshim. The Das Kedoshim was the Eshel Avram of Buchach. All the good kulais are in the Eshel Avram of Buchach. Any good leniency that is out there are in the fine microscopic print of the Eshel Avram of Buchach. He was the Goyin Atzam. He's known as the Buchacher. He had the Das Kedoshim, Rev Warman. I had the privilege when I was living in Queens, I used to daven next to Reb Shloima Warman, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Hebrew Academy of Nassau County. And he was the Talmud Muvak of Reb Lazer Silver. And he had a Chavrusa Shaft with Reb Moshe Feinstein. And his Sfarim were Niskabel with great Haratza by many Gedolim, including the Stipler, the Shevet Alevi. And he was a descendant of the Eshel Avram of Buchach, and he had a Yichus Brivel in his house, tracing him back to the Rev Warman of the Eshel Avram of Buchach. He writes in his Siddur that whenever you do a mitzvah, b'shem kol Yisrael, you should think, I'm therefore fulfilling the mitzvah of loving another Jew. In other words, I'm now putting on my tefillin. And one of the thoughts I'm having, besides thinking, I have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. You know you have to think that. If you just put on tefillin and you don't have the formal thought that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin, maybe you will receive reward for other mitzvahs you do that day. But we paskin mitzvos trichas kavanah. You need to have a formal thought before you do a mitzvah that you're doing the mitzvah. And besides the thought that you're having, you're putting on tefillin to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, Laman Tia, Toiras Hashem Beficha, Kibiyad Chazaka, Hoitziacha Hashem Me'aretz Mitzrayim, you should think that probably 95% of Jews, unfortunately, don't wear tefillin. And I'm putting it on for the team. I'm wearing tefillin for the team. I'm wearing tefillin to protect the Jewish people. And when I wear tefillin, I'm doing it because I love the Jewish people. I love my team. I love my nation. I love my people. And if you think when you're doing the mitzvah, you're doing it b'shem kol Yisrael, have in mind you're doing it to fulfill the mitzvah of Yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Because you love Jews. So that's a lot of new opportunities to love Jews. So I've been thinking about this for a long time. How many mitzvahs asei d'oraisa do you fulfill in Shacharis? Where you could have in mind, I'm doing the mitzvah for the Jewish people, and thereby I'm fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa of Avas Hashem again. And we're going to understand a new reason. We started off the shir by saying that in years past, we explained why the Arizal says you should start off davening with the kavana of Harini Mekabel al Atzmi Mitzvah Sashay Shal V'Havta L'Recha Kamoicha. The first occasion to fulfill V'Havta L'Recha Kamoicha is when you have that formal kavana. Before you even start davening, you think, I accept upon myself the mitzvah of V'Havta L'Recha Kamoicha. But now we're learning every time you perform a mitzvah, you think you're doing the mitzvah for the Jewish people, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, and it's a fulfillment of V'Yahavta L'Recha Kamecha. So how many mitzvahs do we do in the morning? You ready? You could correct me if you could think of another. I've got 7, okay? 7 mitzvahs d'oraisa that you do in Shacharis. Mitzvah number 1 is talis, tzitzis. So before you put on your tzitzis, by the way, tzitzis also, you have to think, I have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. Also, I have kavana to wear tzitzis, leman tizkeru, va'asisam es kol mitzvoisai, v'yisam kedoshim le'elokeichem. I'm wearing tzitzis to remember all the mitzvahs. You should think I'm putting on talis for the team. I'm putting it on for the Jewish people. We're going to see, what does that mean, putting it on for them? What's it going to do to the guy who's not putting it on? How am I helping him? But we're going to, tzitzis is number 1. Actually, I'm going to start with a different one. We're coming back to tzitzis. The first mitzvah you do in the morning. Moida'ani. It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay? Berachas HaTorah. Berachas HaTorah is going to be the first mitzvah you do. Berachas HaTorah. Baruch Ata Hashem, Alakinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu, La'asoik B'divrei Saira. Even before, the best thing is you say it in your house before you come to shul. Or you could say it in shul. Berachas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Many are not aware that Berachas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to make a blessing in the morning on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's number 1. Number 2, tzitzis. Number 3, tefillin. Number 4, Kriya Shema. Yeah? Kriya Shema. It's a mitzvah to say Shema in the morning and Shema at night. Again, you have to make sure you do it at the right time. Shabbos morning, you're davening at 9 o'clock minyan, they're usually not going to make it. So you have to say it before. Will you daven mincha marah back to back? Also, you said it too early, you'll have to say it again after tzeis hakochavim. But kriya shema in the morning. You ready? Next mitzvah d'oraisa yom kayim in the morning? Avas Hashem. Loving Hashem. When do you mekayim it? When you say the pasuk, V'yahavta eis Hashem Elokecha. So you should think, I have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, and I'm doing it for the Jewish people. That guy down the street doesn't even know who Hashem is. He never met him. They haven't been introduced yet. But I'm helping him. I'm doing it for him also. That's number 5. Number 6. Number 6 is remembering that God took us out of Egypt at the end of Kriya Shema. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'aretz Mitzrayim. Before you say that, think, I have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and I'm doing it for the team. That guy down the block didn't even know the Jews were ever in Egypt. He didn't know about that. But if only he would know, he would want to be part of this. So I'm doing it for him. And number seven, at least once a day, the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah to pray. Midoraisa, you got to pray once a day. So before I start Shemoneh Esrei, or at some point in the tefillah, think, I have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of prayer. And think, I'm doing it for the team. We just located seven, we identified seven places in the davening, seven mitzvahs d'oraisa, that you should think, you're doing it for the Jewish people, and you're doing because you love them. I love them? But the guy, when he parks, he blocks half my driveway. Can't stand him. Can't pick your family. If your brother would do it, you wouldn't be happy. You'd be annoyed with him, but you'd still love him. You might want to kick him in the shin, but you would never tell him you would want to kick him in the shin. And in your heart of hearts, when he makes a wedding, you're happy for him. And when he does well, you're happy for him. Because you love him, he's your brother. That's how you have to think about every Jew. And when you do mitzvahs, you should have in mind, you're doing it for the team. You're the representative of the team. Those are seven occasions to mekayim the mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha. May I read you the words of the Mesillas Yesharim? Take a look at number six. The Mesillas Yesharim writes toward the end of the Sefer in Beveir Chelkei HaChasidus. He says that a very important principle in piety is toivas hadar, that you're doing a mitzvah for the benefit of the generation. Look at these beautiful words. Shehine roi l'chol chosid. It is worthy for every righteous person. Sheyiskavein b'masav, that he should have in mind in his actions, l'toivas doiroi kulai, for the benefit of the whole generations. Now, so you remember we mentioned, what exactly am I assisting another Jew if I'm doing the mitzvah and he's not doing the mitzvah? No, what you should have in mind is lezako yisoyisam. I want to bring them merit. When I wake up in the morning, I go to shul, I am praying, I'm putting on my talis, I'm putting on my tefillin, I'm saying kriya shema, I'm loving Hashem, I'm remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, I'm doing it to bring merit to the Jewish people, because most of the Jews, unfortunately, look, that's what happens, we're in Gullus for 2,000 years, what do you want from them? They've been persecuted for 2,000 years. They basically, they're just worried about keeping themselves alive. You know, a person should think, if only they had the opportunity that we were given, they would also be doing things for the team. But unfortunately, they didn't have such good fortune. So you should think you're doing mitzvah to bring them merit. And you know what else? Ulahagein aleihem, to protect them. I put the talis over my head, and I'm wrapped in it. And I think this mitzvah should protect the Jewish people. It should protect Jews in Yerushalayim, in Bnei Brak, in Haifa, in Eilat, in the north, in Iran, in Brooklyn. Even Jews, have in mind, Jews should be safe in Brooklyn because you did a mitzvah. So whenever you do a mitzvah, you should think you want to bring merit to all of Klal Yisrael and you want to protect them. Like Chazal say, Imru tzadik ki toiv ki free malaleim yoichelu, shekol hadar oichal miperoisav. The tzadik does mitzvahs so that the whole generation should eat the fruits. And then the Mesillas Yesharim says, it is the will of Hashem that the righteous of Klal Yisrael. You say, yeah, the righteous. Yeah, go those righteous over there. No, you're the righteous. You. You know how to read the word Shema Yisrael? You're the righteous. You're already top 10%. You're already top 5%. You're on the honor roll already. You went to a Jewish day school and you could read the Aleph Beis and you know how to put on a pair of tzitzis? You're already graduating with awards. The Masil Sisharim says it is the will of Hashem that the righteous of Klal Yisrael be mechaper for all the other levels. Like Chazal compare the Dalad Minim. You have the Esrog. It tastes good and it smells good. But then you bring in these, the Esrog is like the big tzaddik. He has Torah, he has Masim Tovim. But then you bring in these guys, well, you know, the Aravos, they don't know anything. They don't do anything. Schlepper, you know? You bring in, he's a Tinuk Shanishba. He never went to yeshiva. He doesn't even know he's Jewish. You have this this other species. The guy knows a little learning. He never did a mitzvah in his life. Some other guy does mitzvahs, but he can't even read a black gemara. He comes and he holds it upside down. And Esrog comes and he helps everybody out. Hashem says, take all the other guys, take all the schleppers and put them with the Esrog, and the Esrog is going to bail everybody out. So you got to be an Esrog. That's your job. It's your responsibility. Then the Masil Sisharim says, you need to do this with the thoughts you have when you serve Hashem. So A, you do it when you have kavana, when you do a mitzvah. I'm davening for the Jewish people. I'm putting on tefillin for the Jewish people. I'm counting Sfiras Ha'omer, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. And also to specifically daven for them. We're going to come back to that. So we've now identified seven places in davening where you could be mekayim the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamecha, to love other Jews, to be unified with the other Jews. Off the record, I don't like when people say, those people, they're just sitting and learning. And what are they doing for the Jewish people? They're, you know, let them get a job or let them be productive members of society. What are they doing for the Jewish people? They're protecting the Jewish people. On the other hand, you can't say that we're the ones protecting the Jewish people and if we do our job, nothing else is needed. That's not the right thing to say either. Yet people who are literally putting their life on the line, they're physically endangering themselves for the physical protection of the Jewish people. There has to be a recognition that there are members of the Jewish people who are going to physically have a certain self-sacrifice, and they have to be appreciated and valued and cherished. But on the other hand, with the recognition that those who are dedicated to Avodas Hashem are providing a very significant protection, and they have to work together. They have to realize they're a part of the same team. But if they feel they're not part of the same team, that's a big issue. That's a fundamental crack in the foundation of Klal Yisrael. Moving right along, another opportunity to focus on the unity of the Jewish people, and this idea we've spoken about so many times, is Kriya Shema. We've mentioned many, many times over the years from the Vilna Gaon, from the Sefer Charedim, the simple meaning of the word Shema. So aside from the fact that Shema is a mitzvah, and when I do the mitzvah, I think that I'm doing it for the team, I'm doing it for all of Klal Yisrael, what does the word Shema Yisrael mean? So we say, it means, well, if you won't have... What does a word mean? How are you supposed to know what any word means? We look in the Art Scroll Siddur. And in the Art Scroll Siddur, it says, Hear, O Israel. Now, the Art Scroll Siddur is available on artscroll.com. Did I ever tell you what else is available on? No, I'm not going to go, okay? Hear, O Israel. The Lord is our God. The Lord is one. That's one explanation in Shema. However, the Vilna Gaon says the word Shema means to unify. Unite Israel. Now, where do we see such a source? What basis is there that the word Shema means to unify? The Sefer Charedim is brought in number 7, where the Vilna Gaon is found in Adaras Elio, in Bereishis Beis Pasuk Dalet. The Sefer Charedim is Perek Ayin Dalet, that the Sefer Charedim of Rabbi Elazar Askiri says, the Mekubalim teach Shema means to gather, like in the Navi, Vayishama Sha'ol Es Ha'am. Sha'ol galvanized the people. So listen, so you say, why are we uniting when we say Shema? Isn't this a declaration of faith? So we've explained many times, the Jewish people are the ambassadors of God. The state of the Jewish people reflects the state of Hashem. We're about to declare God's unity. The thing is, if we're fragmented and we're disparate, and I'm Shevet Reuven, and I don't like Shevet Shimon, and you're Zevulun, and I can't stand Zevulun, and we're fragmented into 12 parts, then what does it say about God? We're not reflecting well on the unity of the Creator. So in order for us to declare God's unity, you know what we say? Shema Yisrael! Unite, O Israel! And when we unite as Goy Echad Ba'aretz, then we're reflecting the unity of our Creator, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The unity of the Jewish people reflects the unity of God. So when we say Shema, that is a wondrous opportunity, because that's literally the words we're saying. Shema Yisrael, unite, O Israel, unite. So it's a time to think about your love for your people and how you feel united with the rest of the Jewish people. That's literally what the declaration of Shema is. You'd rather think, hear, O Israel? Who exactly are you talking to? Anyway, you go to shul. One guy, there are 100 benches. Each guy has his own bench. So who are you talking to? You're addressing your neighbor. You say, Shema Yisrael. So yes, simply you're addressing your neighbor, but it also means unite, O Israel. Says the Vilna Gaon, says the Sefer Charedim. Kriya Shema is another opportunity to mekayim the mitzvah, the oraisa of v'ahavta l'recha kamecha. Here's another interesting one. Take a look at number 14. We say in the V'zois HaBracha, Vayihi Bishurun Melech, God was king in Yeshurun. When Behis Asef Rashayam, when the heads of the nations gathered, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, united all the tribes of Israel, says Rashi, Davar Acher Behis Asef, Behis Asvam Yachad Ba'agud Achas, when they gather together as one group, V'shalom Beinayim, and there's peace among them, Hu Malkam, Hashem's the king. God is only our king when we're united. V'lo Kishesh Machlegs Beinayim, not when there's fighting. When there's infighting, God says, go get another king. So in order to be, this is another reason why it's so important to unite when we say Shema. Because when you're saying Shema, you're accepting upon yourself Oil, Malchus, Shema, the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. Now, in order to have a kingdom, you need to have a king. But if you're not united, then God says, I'm not your king. So in order to say Shema, of course you need to unite. If you don't unite, then you can't accept the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. There's no kingdom. The king booked. He's not interested in you. He doesn't want you as a subject. In the Sefer Shari Yecheskel, which is a parish on the Siddur, he says, based on this idea, we understand in davening, we say, Shira Chadasha, Shibchu Geulam, L'shimcha al Sfas Hayam, Yachad, Kulam, Haidu, V'imlichu V'yamra. Why do we say Yachad, Kulam, Haidu, V'imlichu? Why do we say united, they all coronated Hashem? You ever pay attention to that? Yachad! Kulam haydu v'emlich v'yamru. Because if they're not yachad, they can't coronate Hashem, because Hashem doesn't want to be the king. Whenever we talk about proclaiming God as sovereign, it's always preceded by the unity of the Jewish people. Otherwise, Hashem doesn't want to be the king. So that's another occasion. The Sefer Shari Yecheskel points out, another occasion to focus on your love for the Jewish people and your stirring yourself to unite with the rest of Klal Yisrael is when you say Shira Chadasha Shibchu Geulim L'Shimcha Al Sfas Hayam Yachad Yachad Kulam Haydu V'Emlich V'Yamru. That is occasion number 10. If you don't have the number, we'll go over it. That's occasion number 10. Yachad Kulam Haydu V'Emlich V'Yamru. Number 11, you ready for this? Do we have any genuine Sfardim here? Full-fledged Sfardim. Your father's a Sfardi? Where, what country? You follow the Ben Ish Chai? No. Any, you're Moroccan. Okay. Moroccans are Sfardim. Oh, there's another, there's somebody answered on the Zoom. So we have two Sfardim. I'm going to tell you the minhag of Sfardim. Now, when I say the minhag of Sfardim, I'm going to tell you, meaning the minhag of what Sfardim should be. Have I ever seen this? I'm not going to answer that question. The Ben Ish Chai says, when you get up to daven, you should put your feet together. Okay? Davening, it's not like you're hitting a putt. Okay? Feet together. People, they say, I put my feet together, I'm gonna fall over. Okay? So practice. Go home. I don't know. Get weights, balances, or come to shul with like weights on your feet. This way you won't fall over. It's okay. If you train, if you practice long enough, you'll be able to stand straight with your feet together without toppling over. If you need any support, there's support groups for people who are challenged by putting their feet together. They meet every Tuesday evening. No. I'm not to say where they meet. Okay. You have to keep your feet together. B'yoshar. In order to be similar to the Malachi Asharis that it says about them, V'ragleyem regal yishara. The minug of Sfardim is before they daven Shemana Esrei. They check out their surroundings. They do a surveillance. They look behind them to the right. They look behind them to the left. And they like motion. Their motion's going on. What are those Sfardim doing? That's a general question, but specifically about this. No, you know I love Sfardim. Most people out there, they think I'm Sfardi or something. That's the only reason I could do that. I could say that. They make motions to guys next to them. They motion to the guy on the side. They motion. It's like some kind of baseball things. They're signals. They're exchanging. What are those Sfardim doing? You know why they do this? They want to be similar to the Malachim. We just said in the Berachas Kriyas Shema, V'chulam mekablam aleihem ol malchus shamayim zeh mizeh. When the angels accept the yoke of heaven, they don't just say, okay, I'm going to accept my yoke of heaven. You know, get out of here. You get lost. And they're not like competing with each other. They do it to each other. They do it together, like they motion. Okay, you ready? They motion to each other. V'noisim reshus zeh lazeh. They give each other permission so that they all do it united. So therefore, the Sfardim want to be similar to Malachi Asharis, who accept upon themselves O Malchus Shemayim one from another, and they give permission one to another to reflect their unity and their love for each other. That we're all doing this together. We're all going to daven together. We're all going to be mekabel O Malchus Shemayim together. We're all going to praise Hashem together. And then the whole tefillah is elevated when the shul is davening Shemana Esrei ba'achdus, as opposed to I'm taking my three steps back. No, I'm looking around. Where's Binyamin? Where's Zevulun? Where's God? Okay, you ready, everyone? You ready? 3, 2, Baruch atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. Says the Ben Ish Chai, similar to the Malachi Asharis is the minhag of the Sfardim. Because, you know, Sfardim are like Malachi Asharis. I had to say that, because otherwise you'd be upset. Okay? And he says, the Reb Nosson Shapiro, meaning the Megala Mukois, gives a Kabbalistic reason for this. And therefore, says the Ben Ish Chai, the bottom line is, even if no one's around, you should still do the motions. You should still look behind you. You should motion. Like, you're doing this together with the Jewish people. So another occasion. Now, Ashkenazim, we don't do this. I'm not telling you should do this. No. Don't look behind you, okay? Don't look around. Don't motion to anybody. It's not going to end well. Nothing good's going to come from it. But the point of this is that when you're davening Shemana Esrei, you should think, okay, it's not just my Shemana Esrei. I'm doing this together with the Jewish people, where I'm going to stand in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and I'm going to have in mind that to incorporate my tefillah together with the tefillahs of all of Klal Yisrael. Now, by the way, it's very interesting. In the Maral of Prague's brother wrote a sefer called Sefer HaTiyol. There's a commentary on the Sefer HaTiyol called Tiyol Bepardes. Does anybody know how many books in Tehillim? There are five books, like Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Technically, Tehillim ends Perek Ayin Beis. We once discussed how. The second book is really the last book. It ends with the words, Kalu Tfilois David Ben Yishai. That's the end. That's the end. It says it's the end. Kalu Tfilois David Ben Yishai. So it means David HaMelech ends with the words, Kalu. Kalu is Rashi Tevois, V'yahavta L'reacha Kamaicha. So you say, what? No, it is. Kalu, Chaf, Kamaicha, L'reacha, V'yahavta. Those three letters stand for, V'yahavta L'reacha, to indicate that a successful prayer is one that is incorporated with the prayers of the Jewish people. Okay, so that is number 11. Now, let's come to 12, 13, 14, and 15, the last four. There's a Sefer, Oilas Tamid, from the Tzaddik Reb Shmuel Hamner. And he talks about how important it is to daven for other Jews. Not just to do mitzvahs for them, not just to have in mind that your mitzvahs should protect them and should bring them merit and to unite with them, but you should pray that Hashem should help other Jews. The Oilas Talmud says that it's possible that if somebody just davens for themselves and they don't think about the struggles and the pain that other people are going through, it could be they'll be punished, that they won't be answered in their tefillah. Because a person should think, if I was in pain, person should think, what if I was experiencing the pain that that person had? Would I daven? Yeah, sure I would daven. So why am I not davening now? So then, says the Oilas Talmud, then it's a violation of V'yahavta L'recha Kamaicha. If you were experiencing that, of course you would be praying. You would be crying your heart out. So then, but that person is experiencing it. Shouldn't you feel for him? Shouldn't you be concerned for him? Therefore, he says that part of V'yahavta L'recha Kamaicha is praying for the welfare of other Jews. Now, back to the Mesillas Yesharim for a moment. A person should think, when they say Salach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu, now everybody has enough sins to worry about for themselves. Probably. Yeah, right. Baruch Hashem, everyone has enough things for themselves. But the guy down the block, he doesn't know about Shabbos. He doesn't know about Kashrus. So when you say Salach Lanu Avinu, you should say, Hashem, forgive the Jewish people. Forgive Jews in my neighborhood. Forgive Jews all over the world. When you, the Mesillas Yesharim says, Yispalel al doiroi lechaper al mi shatzarach kapara. You should pray for your generation, for those who need atonement. I know someone down the block. He needs a spiritual boost. He could use someone to shake some sense into him and make him, you know, see things a little bit clearly and have a more accurate recognition of his responsibility in this world. I know somebody who needs to do tshuva. When you daven and you ask, say, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha, don't just think, Hashem, help me do tshuva. Help the Jewish people do tshuva. When you say, this is the Mesillas Yesharim, U'lahashiv b'shuva mishatzarachla. If you look in the Arizal in Shar HaKavanis, number 9, the Arizal says, you have somebody who has some type of illness. You have somebody who they can't walk. They're stuck in bed. You're praying for them. You have somebody who has an infection. You have somebody who has a chronic illness. You have some... We don't have to give examples. Everybody knows Yidden who are suffering from all kinds of ailments. One should daven for their friends, their neighbors, their relatives, people they hear about, people they know about. It's responsibility. And when you do so, you should think you're being mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of v'yahavta l'reacha kamaicha. It's a critical part of davening. You say Baruch Aleinu. You ask Hashem for parnasa. You know somebody who needs a job? So you should try to help him find a job. But at the very least, you should pray for him. You know somebody who needs to make some more money. You know somebody who is struggling financially. You should daven for them when you say Baruch Aleinu. It's a mitzvah, the oraisa, of the ahavta l'reacha kamaicha. Therefore, is there any wonder, even though in years past we spoke about the Arizal, who says that you should start off the morning by saying, Hareini mekabel al atzmi mitzvah sasei shel v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, but it's such an appropriate introduction to davening, because one of the dominant themes of davening, and one of the most frequent opportunities that you have in davening, is the opportunity to mekayim v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Okay, we're going to give the official list now. The first opportunity is when you start off. Number one, when you have the kavana in the morning before davening, Hareini mekabel al atzmi mitzvah saseh shel v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Then you have Berachas HaTorah. You think I'm doing it for the Jewish people because I love them. That's number two. I'm putting on my talis for the Jewish people because I love my team. I'm putting on my tefillin for the Jewish people because I love them. I'm saying Kriya Shema for them. I'm loving Hashem for my friend down the block who doesn't even know who Hashem is. I'm remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm davening tefillah. I'm davening for Klal Yisrael. When I say Shema, the words literally mean, unite, O Israel. Come together as one in order to accept Hashem as our King. When you say right before Shemana Esrei, Yachad kulam hoidu v'imlichu v'amru, we're remembering that when the Jewish people accepted the Malchus Shemayim at the Yamsuf, they did it Yachad. The Ben Ish Chai says, before you start Shemana Esrei, you check your surroundings, you motion to your friend, you sort of speak, galvanize each other, let's go, Shmon Esrei, together, biyachad. When you say Salach Lanu, and you daven for Kapara, Mesil Susham says, pray for the atonement of Klal Yisrael. When you ask Hashem to help us do tshuva, you ask Hashem, help Klal Yisrael do tshuva. When you pray for healing, for refuah, you're davening for all Yidden. When you pray for parnasa and for livelihood. By the way, this is amazing. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we'll sort of end with this, that if you hear a Jew make a bracha, look at number 13, even if you just hear the end of the bracha, you can answer Amen. Even if you're not chayiv in that bracha. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you hear, can I have a siddur? If you hear someone make a Misha Beirach, you know, somebody gets an aliyah. Misha berach avisenu avrim yitzav Yaakov. Berach says, "Babur sha'ala la Torah." Bescharzeh Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yishmer v'yatsim mikol tzor v'utzuka kol nego machla v'yishlach loy bracha. And you're busy reading your Gemara or your Parsha sheet or what? The Gabbai, you know. Mo Shmo, he's giving a bracha to this guy who's getting an aliyah. I need to interrupt what I'm doing. I'm not even paying attention to his Misha Berach. No, stop. Stop what you're doing. Listen, your friend, your brother, Mo, is giving a bracha to Beryl. And he's saying, Beryl, Hashem should Yishmeru v'yatzileu mikol tzoru utzuka mikol neglomau v'yishlach loy bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. I care that Hashem gives him bracha v'atzlacha. Imkoy zacha. You stop learning your Gemara and you shout out, Amen! And says Aruch HaShulchan, have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah da'iraisa of yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. When you answer Amen to Misha Berach, to a random guy, this is the most surprising Maramakim. He says, Kishashaymeya, Shois and Misha Berach Le'echad, Nachoin, Lanois, Amen, Uvazem Mekayim, Mitzvahs, V'yavtocha, L'reyecha Gemara. If that Gabbai was giving you a bracha, that you should become a millionaire, would you want him to stop what he's doing and say, yeah, Amen? You would want him to stop. So do it for him. And have in mind, you're being mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa of yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. That one is not even on the sheet. That's not even one of the official 15. It's like an extra treat on top. It's a cherry on top, answering Amen to the Misha Berach. But really, one should try to have in mind to daven for other Yidden, for whatever they may need, for their families, for their health, for their welfare, for their success, for their happiness. And this is all part of the mitzvah of V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. And it gives us added insight into why that Rizal says, as an introduction to tefillah in general, you should specifically have in mind Hareini Mekabel al Atzmi, mitzvah sase, shel V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Have a great night, everyone. Kol tov. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.